But first, an update on a sentencing in court today. A 25-year-old Bloomington man is being sentenced today for shooting people at a protest encampment in 2015 in North Minneapolis. Alan Scarcella was found guilty of assault charges for shooting five men near where people were camped out to protest the shooting death of Jamar Clark. Brant Williams now joins me from NPR's Bureau in Minneapolis. Hi, Brant.
Hi, Tom.
During this trial, prosecutors presented evidence that Scarcella, who's white, was motivated by racial bias to shoot the protesters who are all black. How so? What happened?
Well, that was the prosecution's main case. They had to show that not only did Scarcella send racist text messages back and forth between himself and some friends, but that he actually acted on them. And there was one in particular that I remember the lead prosecutor, Judith Hawley, who kept hammering on during her closing arguments, was one that went something like, you know, if you and it was made, I think, like last year in 2015, Scarcella said to somebody, look, if you put the stars and bars on the handle of your gun, the stars and bars referring to the Confederate battle flag, and he said you could tempt a chimp to chimp out and then you can shoot them. And she kept going back to that, saying, look, he had it in his mind that he wanted to get African-Americans to act out. He wanted to infuriate these black folks and get them to act in a way so he could shoot them and then claim self-defense. And that was one of just several of text messages that were presented at court, which showed that Scarcella not only had these views, but he may have been so motivated by them to actually act out and be violent.
And as it played out, I believe there was also testimony that in the place where this shooting happened, that Scarcella may have yelled racial slurs to draw in people, the people that
he ended
up shooting.
Yeah, that was some of the testimony from some of the victims. They'd said they'd heard as Scarcella and the other men were walking away after being kind of pushed away from the encampment, that a couple of the men said, you know, they heard someone yell the N-word, and that led some of the men to go chase after them and run down towards a street, an intersection that was about a block away from the 4th Precinct, where most of the demonstrations were being held outside of the 4th Precinct building.
And this shooting, actually, of the weeks there that the encampment was there outside the 4th Precinct, was the most violent incident to emerge from the demonstrations there. What's going to happen today? This is happening, I think, at 1 o'clock this afternoon. What will happen at that hearing, and what do we expect from this sentence?
Sure. Well, there is going to be a sentencing hearing often includes an opportunity for people to give statements called impact statements, victim impact statements or impact statements that could include any of the victims. We've heard earlier in a report from Dwali Saikautau that Cameron Clark, one of the young men who was shot and wounded by Scarcella, is going to say a few words. Scarcella himself can also give some testimony, no doubt, try to get a more lenient sentence. The lawyers will also argue. They will likely argue again for the prosecution for a stricter or more harsh sentence, defense for a lighter sentence. And we're not sure exactly how much time the judge will sentence Scarcella to in prison. Mike Freeman has said he wants to get about 20 years, almost 20 years of Scarcella in prison, but he said it's more likely he might get a dozen to maybe 17 years in prison.
And that's one of the things we'll find out this afternoon.
Yes.
Did Scarcella act alone?
He had three guys with him. One of those gentlemen has had all the charges dismissed against him, a guy named Daniel Macy. There are two others who are still facing charges. One of them, Nathan Gustafson, faces about five or six charges. The other guy, Joe Backman, had one of his charges reduced. They're for lighter offenses, but they're still felonies. So they're still facing the possibility of some type of time behind bars.
Brant Williams joining me from Minneapolis. He'll be covering this hearing. The story he noted from Dwali Saikautau is on nprnews.org. There's also a story from Brant as well, so you can get all caught up on that story. Brant, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Tom.